AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. The Russian military says its Black Sea Fleet flagship caught fire and later sank while being towed to port. Ukrainian officials say the Moskva, a guided missile cruiser, was hit by missiles fired from near Odessa. Either way, Pentagon spokesman John Kirby says the loss of the ship is a huge, if temporary, setback for the Russians.
It's basically designed for air defense. That's what this ship is designed to do, not unlike our own cruisers. So it's going to have an impact on their capabilities, certainly in the near term. Whether it has an impact on their naval capabilities in the long term is just unclear right now.
Frank James is being held without bail in New York. He's charged with shooting and wounding 10 people inside a subway car at a station in Brooklyn. Mia Eisner-Greinberg is his attorney.
Initial press and police reports in cases like this one are often inaccurate. Mr. James is entitled to a fair trial, and we will ensure that he receives one.
James was arrested in Manhattan after calling a police tip line yesterday to say where he was. It seems Elon Musk doesn't want to be a Twitter board member. He wants the company. The billionaire offering $54.20 a share, $43 billion for the online platform. Wedbush analyst Dan Ives.
Musk single-handedly trying to buy Twitter was not in anyone's playbook going in 2022. But because of the freedom of speech issue, and it's become a divisive area that Musk has now inserted himself in, he's trying, as the richest person in the world, to basically own Twitter.
Musk has had a public disagreement with Twitter on its restrictions against tweets that have threatened violence, incited hatred, bully others, and spread misinformation. He wants to take it private and transform Twitter to fit his view as a free speech absolutist. Ives says he'll have to borrow against his stock in Tesla and SpaceX while also attracting outside investors. This is AP News. E-cigarettes using synthetic nicotine are under FDA oversight.
A new law went into effect Thursday allowing the Food and Drug Administration to regulate e-cigarettes and similar products that use synthetic nicotine. The new law closes a loophole that had allowed vaping companies to switch their formulas to laboratory-made nicotine to bypass FDA oversight. Most prominently, Puff Bar, a company that appeared in 2019, has become the most popular e-cigarette among teens by far, selling flavors like blueberry, strawberry, banana, and mango. In February, Puff Bar announced a fresh launch using synthetic nicotine. Vaping companies must now register with the FDA and submit their products for review within 30 days. Mike Gracia, Washington.
An NCAA Women's Gymnastics Championship reigning Olympic champion Sunise Lee guided Auburn to a second-place finish behind Florida in the second semifinal. The two SEC teams will meet Oklahoma and Utah in the finals Saturday. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.